This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 10. Does Jesus still change lives? Our passage comes from Acts chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there that belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind, and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming in here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. Saul was in for the surprise of his life. On his way to the city of Damascus to arrest people who were followers of Jesus, he was stopped in his tracks by a light from heaven. And he heard the voice of Jesus himself asking, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Then, after 3 days of being blind, the man who had been filled with hatred for believers in Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus changed his life. The same Lord still changes lives today. I remember a teenager who had joined with a Christian youth group on a weekend retreat. And when she came home, she told her parents, "I've become a follower of Jesus." She had met the Lord who changed her life. It happens every day. Just recently, a local church baptized 25 adults, most of whom grew up without a religious background. And a local mission that reaches out to people who are homeless often sees residents being healed from their addictions to become changed people. Lives are changed through the message of the gospel in every country, every day. The Lord Jesus changes lives through the message of the gospel, the good news that God forgives our sin and gives us new life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus still saves today. Pray with me. Lord, reach into the lives and hearts of everyone who needs to be changed by you. Lead them to find the help and hope that they need. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.